Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name. Your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor for tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight on the show is Joanne Gerber, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have a couple of quick updates. We have our annual Holidays Past raffle taking place on December 23rd, where you have a chance to win up to 5 readings with some of Forever Family's certified mediums. This year, the participating mediums are Kathy Nadal, Renee Buck, Bobby Allison, Nancy Marlowe, and Connie Fusella. This is a raffle you do not want to miss because you can literally win up to 5 readings with some of the best mediums in the world. And if you haven't already checked out the Netflix series Surviving Death, please go ahead and do that. Aside from being an amazing look at the evidence for survival of consciousness, the Forever Family Foundation and its founders, Bob and Fran Ginsberg, are heavily featured in the 4th episode. And lastly, there's a book out by the founder of Forever Family Foundation, Robert Ginsberg, and the name of this book is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a really good book, and it gives an inside look at mediums who have been tested and certified and what that process looks like, and also acts as a how-to when selecting a medium for yourself to make sure you don't choose anyone who's not going to be reputable or unskilled or anything like that at all. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to the show. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life Radio. And all of the mediums who are guests on the show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. And you can get information about all of our mediums that have been tested and certified at our website. And we'll be opening the phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Joanne Gerber, and not only is she one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she is also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Joanne holds a Bachelor's of Science degree in Business Administration and Marketing. She is Reiki certified and is certified in both clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapy. And of course, she is a lab certified in her mediumship ability, having been tested through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program. And most recently, Joanne also has been ordained as a spiritualist minister. And we're so happy to have her back on the show with us. So hi, Joanne. How are you?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Joe. I'm doing well, thank you.
Good to hear. Good to hear. So we have a few minutes to chat before we get to our callers. And, you know, I was going to ask a few different things, questions of you, but Spirit kind of led me to one thing over and over again, and I guess someone needs to hear it. So for you and I, this might be sort of a basic question, but I did want to talk to you a little bit about the difference between a so-called regular dream and when someone can tell when they're having an actual visitation in a sleep state from someone who's on the other side. So do you have any advice for anyone listening about that, or any tips on how to even, you know, spot one when it happens?
Sure. I get that question quite often, Joe. And what I tell people is that the way that I know it's a visitation versus just a dream is that when it's a visitation, our loved ones come through and they look great. They look healthy. They look happy. They look you know, their best.
Right.
When it's a dream, they can come through and they can look angry or sad, or it can be very confusing. They may look very ill, you know, maybe right. They were ill at the end of their life. It's got much more negative. The perceptions around that is much more negative. So that's how I can tell whether it's a dream or an actual visitation, because when it's a visitation, our loved ones don't want to make us feel like, you know, we're in pain, you know, to think we're in pain on the other side or something.
Right.
That, you know, because we know that's not the case, and they want to comfort us, and they want to tell us that, look at, you know, look how good I look. I'm okay because I'm not sick anymore, or you know, I'm with family, and I'm happy, even though I love you and I miss you.
Right, I totally agree, and you know what? I'd also add to that too. I think when, from my own visitations, you know, from people in spirit during a dream specifically, it's a little different for us because we're mediums. So someone's usually visiting. But I also find it feels so much more real than when it's just a dream. Even if the dream, you know, maybe something like you said, like it could be more negative where you see the person, like how they looked when they were sick or something, that can be very impactful. And you know, it could startle you awake or it could stick with you all day long. But I find when it's a real visitation, when you wake up, you really feel like you were just with that person. Like mm-hmm. it's not, do you know what I mean? Like that, yes. Like that sensation where you
yeah,
can
it's
almost
also
actually
annoying too. Yeah. Some people don't mm-hmm. understand that it's, you know, but they don't, because they don't know what it feels like, especially the first time, or they may
right.
not be open to it. So they question it.
Right.
You and I know because we're mediums and we know what that feels like through our senses. But for, I would say for just mostly everyone, everyone experiences things differently, of course. So,
right,
but
that's true.
There is a sense of feeling like a happiness, a contentment, like you've just communicated with your loved one that they've been trying to reach out to you. And that's always a good feeling.
Right. And it really sticks. And those dreams are usually so memorable too. Like people will remember every detail forever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I'll share a quick story. And then I just want to ask you one more question in the same arena. I actually once, this is more for the listeners, but I'll tell you too. I was having a dream and my grandfather was in the dream. And I distinctly remember all of a sudden, you know, the dream just in the middle of it. And it was just all kind of nonsense. My grandfather who passed, you know, 20 years before was there. And then all of a sudden I looked at him and I was like, oh my God, it's really you. And the dream, it was so crazy in real time. And in my mind, as I was dreaming, it switched from just my, you know, whatever you want to call it, your mind or whatever, just a dream to a visitation. Like the whole vibe changed. He gave me messages all of a sudden to give to people in my family that ended up being very true. And it was, I feel like I'm so blessed to have that experience because I don't just compare between dreams. It was like the same, you know what I mean? The same
yeah.
event.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, it's so crazy. So yeah, you know, that can happen too. I brought it up to you because like you said, I get asked this question all the time. People always want to know, well, how do I know I'm not just making it up? Or how do I know,
right.
you know, it's not just a nightmare. And I love the point you made about they're never going to come through to make you feel bad or worry about them.
No.
You know, so if it's, and I do get it a lot from people who are like, oh, my mother, you know, I had a dream about her and she said she's still mad at me and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know, I don't like to tell people that wasn't your mother, but it probably
yeah.
wasn't. It was probably more of an emotional thing.
As we know, everybody grieves differently and we all have processes we go through in our minds, our subconscious mind. You know, we're trying to deal with the grief from missing a loved one, or it could
right.
have been a very quick passing, which could have left, could be even more tragic to a person. So, you know, I think that it's good that we question these things, but we also
right.
have to, if we're not open to it, have to try to start opening our minds to if we really want to experience that connection, because it's not possible unless we open our minds to it.
Right. And you know what? You must be psychic because you just opened up the floor for my next question, which was going to be what do you suggest for people who haven't had a dream visit or even a regular dream, even, you know, a sort of a non-visitation dream, what do you tell people when they say, well, how do I get one, or how do I make it easier for them to come visit me?
Well, I always tell people that before you go to bed at night, set out the intention, you know, send out the intention that I want to get a communication with, you know, whatever loved one you're looking to connect to or loved ones, but release expectations because it may not happen that same evening. It could be days, weeks, months, or a year. However, what I would rather advise is that we ask our loved ones to give us a sign. And if they can communicate and they're able to communicate through the dream state, then that's great. And then it will happen. But there may be other signs while we're fully consciously awake that we right. may be missing because we're always looking for that dream.
Right.
And if we keep looking for something, usually we don't find it. It's when we right. least expect it to happen. So I feel that spirit is very intelligent. If they know that the dream state is a way that they can definitely communicate with their loved one, they're going to certainly do it. And if they know other ways to give a sign, they're going to certainly do it. So I wouldn't lose hope because we have, you know, if there's one of our listeners out there hasn't had a connection in a dream or a visitation right. from a loved one, not to give up hope. And that know that that's not the only way they can communicate. You have to just release expectations for things to happen. And I always believe things will happen in divine time. Spirit will know, your loved ones will know exactly when they can reach out to you, that you'll be able to get that validation you've been looking for because they right. want you to know that they're there too.
Right. That's so true. As bad as you want it, they do too. And I will say, I think that's great advice. I'm actually going to start giving that to people. You just kind of taught me something today because usually I tell people, you know, meditation, try to sleep better, which I still stand by. But you're so right. Like you might be thinking, oh, I have to have this amazing dream visit. And, you know, your husband or whoever else is on the other side is like sending you this crazy, amazing symbol every day on the way to work that's in the physical world while you're awake. And yeah. you're missing it because you're on, you know, you're looking for that one thing. It's sort of like when we do a reading and, you know, someone's looking to hear from one person and other people come through and they sort of miss the message in the moment, you know, because they're waiting for that one thing. Mm-hmm. So that's really good advice. Don't that for everyone. Don't lose hope because you may be getting something even better that you couldn't have even dreamed of asking for.
Exactly.
I find that's how my loved ones on the other side work. When I need something, I'm yeah. sure the same is with you, your guides, you know, whoever. Spirit is spirit. You're right. They're intelligent and they'll. You know, I find that they have a little bit of a sense of humor too.
Like they do, for
you'll,
sure.
You'll ask for something and then they'll ironically get it to you, you know, after mm-hmm. you don't need it or something, or after you've gotten something even better, and then you're like, oh, now you send it.
So when we start to become aware, we get to see the messages for ourselves
exactly.
and from others, loved ones that have passed. It's a whole world that we're really not we don't grow up to be conscious of, you know, nobody teaches us how to do that, how to open our
right.
awareness. You know, we miss
sort
so
of
much.
On our own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very true. All right, my friend. Well, thank you for that little chat.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
thank you.
It. And I know everyone listening definitely does because we both get asked that question at least twice a week. I'm
oh,
sure.
Oh yeah. Yep. A lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so for those who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Joanne Gerber, and be sure to check out Joanne's website at www.joannegerber.com. Okay, so let's get to the phone lines. So you ready to take some calls?
Sure.
Awesome. So just so everyone listening knows, if you haven't noticed already, we are commercial free now, so that gives us a little bit more time to take some more calls. And before we get to our first caller, if we take your call on air, I'll call you out by your first name and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection to spirit and Joanne will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to take your questions too. Okay, so I believe first we have Marcia from Florida. Marcia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are
Hello?
You tonight, Marcia?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. Would you like to make a connection to spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection, please.
Awesome. I'm going to turn you over to Joanne.
Hi,
thank
Marcia.
You.
How are you this evening?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for calling
thank
this
you.
Evening. Marcia, as soon as I heard your voice, I do want to say I have a female energy coming forward here from the spirit side of life. And as I connect to her energy, I do feel mother vibration with her. You understand your mom passed?
Yes.
And I know that she was very ill at the end of her life. It wasn't a sudden passing. People knew that she was going to go. And I don't know whether you took care of her. Are you the youngest girl in the family or the only girl?
I'm the oldest, but girl, yes.
Oldest girl. Okay. Are you like the only girl as well? Or?
No. No.
Okay. Because something about you taking care of her before she passed or coming to bring her things before she passed. Do you understand that?
No.
There's something with bringing things or bringing her things before she passed. Did you used to visit her when she was ill before she passed? Because I feel like I'm going back and forth here.
Yes.
And I know that with your mom, she says, I wasn't the same at the end. So I don't know whether there was some cognitive issues. I also feel physical issues with her that I feel like it was difficult to communicate with her. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I know that she could be a little bit stubborn when she was here, I want to say, and maybe a bit opinionated or maybe stuck in her own way, if you understand that. And I feel like, you know, from the spirit side of life right now, I feel like, you know, she sometimes when we make that transition, we will learn about things, maybe how we could have lived things differently or been differently to other people. And I feel like that's what she's thinking about right now. And I feel a little bit of regret from her feeling that she wasn't a bit more grateful or kinder to you at the end. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And your dad is also there too, because there's a gentleman with her coming through here. And your dad passed after her?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I feel like she was there to help him make the transition. So I know they're together. I know they didn't always get along when they were here. They didn't always see eye to eye, but they're doing just fine. You understand why she'd say that?
No, definitely not. They got along 1,000,000% fine.
Okay, because I feel like they're laughing, kind of rolling their eyes. But I feel like with your mom, when she wanted to do something, she was very set on it. But when she wanted to, you know, put her foot down, she was very set on it. Do you understand that with her?
Yes.
Okay. And I know they loved each other a lot, but I feel like sometimes I feel like Dad was just, it was difficult for him. I feel like it was a little bit difficult for him. Maybe it was at the end of her life that this was difficult for him. But I know that he's okay. He was a very bright man, your dad. I feel like I know a lot about a lot of things. You know, if I want to get into a conversation, I feel like someone who's very gentle with people. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And are there four of you or do you have four siblings? Are there four kids
more
in the family?
More.
Right. Are there like four girls or something? It's okay. I feel like there's something about the four. Show me four or four girls or four kids. Or I feel like there would be of one sex, like all girls. That's what I'm feeling. Does that make sense?
Not all girls, no.
Somebody has four girls. Or does somebody have four, the four girl grandchildren? I don't know. There's something about he wants to hug the four girls.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, think about that, why your dad would be saying that. But I do want to say that they understand that you're making some changes right now in your life. I feel like either you've been trying to talk to your parents or have been thinking about them a lot lately. And I feel like there's something about letting go so that you can move forward here. And this may have to do with career or something to do with work. Does that make sense to you right now?
No.
All right. Well, just remember that I mentioned that, okay? There's something with the change in your career. There's something with, I feel like it's working with people, but it's in a different capacity.
Okay.
And, 30 seconds left.
Okay. And I know that there's something about mom saying you got to get out of the house more or do more things. So I don't know whether you've just been maybe work from home or something.
Well, kind of.
Okay, because she wants you to get out and like exercise or like you used to and get outside and do more things.
Okay.
There's also a dog in spirit with her, I just want to say, that's coming through with her. So I feel like there was a dog maybe going back when you were younger with your mom and dad.
Now with mom and dad, no.
Okay, there's a dog in spirit, a small dog. Do you understand that?
Yes, that I understand.
Okay. Small dog with your mom and dad. So there's some connection to you, and they like this dog, yes. And the dog is with them. So I have to leave you with that. And thank you for calling in this evening, Marsha.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Marsha.
Thank you.
Okay. So next up, we have Pam from Nevada. Pam, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Hi, Pam.
Okay, good to hear. So, Pam, would you like to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for Joanne and I?
Connection, please.
Awesome.
Okay, Pam. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay.
Doing okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for calling in tonight. I'm just tuning into your energy as I'm connecting in with the energy around you from the spirit side of life, Pam. I do feel a female energy coming through from spirit. I do feel a woman. Who might have been in her 60s or I want to say mid 60s or up to her maybe early 70s. That's coming through here around you. I do feel like I want to go to mother's side of the family with her. And I do feel like she had a brief illness before she passed. She shows me going to the hospital or needing to go to the hospital. And I feel like with this woman that she was somebody who kind of was like the glue of the family or kept everything in order. I'm not sure if I have a grandmother or a mother vibration. Do you understand this?
You know, I'm racking my brain trying to think if my mother had a sibling who passed that young.
Mm-hmm. Is there Marjorie or it could be Mary, but I feel more like Margaret or Marjorie?
No.
Somebody with the M initial, connected with the M initial. Your mom is here on the physical. You can ask her about this.
Is.
Okay.
She is in the physical.
All right. And you don't know much about her side of the family. Did you remember your grandmother before she passed?
You know, not real well, because she passed when I was very young.
Yeah, because I have, and she was not that old when she passed then, was she?
Well, she was. Yes, she was. Very elderly.
Okay. I have this energy coming through here, so I'm just trying to connected. And I keep hearing grandmother. And would you remember your grandmother when you were younger?
Not on my mother's side. I've seen pictures of her,
okay.
But that's really all.
All right. And I have a lot of people coming in here. So hold on a second here. They're all talking at once. Interesting here. Okay. There's also a gentleman coming through too, but I don't feel he was that old when he passed. He might have just been maybe in his 30s or 40s when he passed. I don't feel that old. And I'm not sure if I'm with dad's side of the family with this. Would you understand that as well?
Oh, my gosh. Not that young. No.
Okay, there's a lot of people coming through here. So let me take a moment and just talk to them a minute here because, okay, let me just, all right. I know your grandmother's around you and there's something about your mom having a picture. Does she have a picture hanging in her bedroom of your grandmother on her bureau?
I don't believe so.
Okay, there's something with the picture frame she shows me, like somebody took it off a bureau and looked at it and was talking to the picture. There's something there. And I do see your grandmother and your grandfather in this picture, and they're very dressed up. So I feel like it might have been a wedding or some sort of a fancy affair where, you know, there would have been pictures taken and mom would have kept this picture. With your grandfather, he had a little bit of weight to him. You understand that?
On my mother's side, you mean he was physically heavy? Is that?
He had a little bit of weight to him. Not huge, but he had some weight. He was not a thin man.
Okay, that doesn't sound like my mother's father. That may have been my father's father.
Were you closer to your dad's side of the family? I'm hearing rings. So somebody, I want to say, and it would only be from one side of the family where these rings were passed down.
Rings, huh?
Yes.
I knew my father's family because they were younger. So I did know them.
All right. Maybe you could ask your mom. There's something about two rings. Would you understand, like, two rings that she has or that was passed down to her?
Not that she has shown me.
All right. Maybe you could just ask her about that, okay? There's definitely two rings.
Yeah.
And I feel like your grandmother had very small hands.
About 30 seconds left.
She
used to like to work
woman.
With her hands on your mom's side, your grandmother.
She did work very hard throughout her life, but she was a larger woman.
Okay. But there's something with her ring size. I feel like her fingers were small or there's something with the rings or were tight on her fingers. There's something where I feel like the rings were small. But would you ask your mom about that, Pam? I'm sorry, we only have a short amount of time to do these mini readings, but I know that your grandmother and grandfather are around you. And I know there's a picture there, and it's in a fancy frame. It's kind of, it's a metal frame, some sort of metal frame. Would you ask your mom about that picture?
I would, but I do have a question. Do you sense a young person, a young male at all?
I said there was a young male coming through, but you said he wasn't that young when I was connecting with him.
Well, not in the 40s. I'm thinking late teens.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't think we have, I don't know, Joe, do we have time to connect with this?
Unfortunately, we don't. I'm so sorry, Pam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes people come through. It may not always be the one that you want to or are hoping to connect to. But, you know, I'm not saying he's not there. This is a very quick mini reading. If it was a regular session, we'd have time to allow more energy to come through and to sort things out a bit more. But I do feel a younger man there that had dark hair, and that's what I'm going to say, is he had dark hair and he went very fast to spirit. And if you understand that, I think that's a gentleman that you're looking for that's with your grandmother and your grandfather. And I know that things happen very quick. You didn't have time to make any decisions or say goodbye. But I know, I feel like, is this like a nephew or son to you? Because I feel like you used to make him laugh, he says.
My son.
Your son. Okay. I'm so sorry, Pam, about your son, but I know that he's there, and you two used to laugh a lot. I want to say you two used to like to laugh a lot together. And I feel like you did a lot of things together, which, you know, a mother and a son, but you did a lot of stuff together. You liked the same things. You were very much alike. And he shows me the movies. I don't know whether you used to go to the movies together or watch movies together, but he showed me the other side eating popcorn and watching a movie.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and I know that he's saying it wasn't my fault. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Something about I couldn't prevent what happened. I tried, and I couldn't prevent what happened. But it wasn't my fault. I just, something was out of his control, if you understand that. That's a feeling I'm getting from him. And I have to say that he knows that you talk to him all the time. And there's something with a blanket that you use, or do you have his blanket?
I do.
Okay. And I don't know if
you have
there's pictures on it. It's not a plain blanket. There's something, decorations or pictures on the blanket or something.
Yes.
It's not just a plain solid blanket. And he's showing me this, like he's putting it over your shoulders to keep you warm. And I feel like that's his way of coming through to let him, to let you know that he's here to comfort you and that he is okay. And he misses you as much as you miss him. And he can hear you when you're thinking of him, because thoughts are energy, Pam. And that those thoughts are filled with love. And that's the way we connect with our loved ones. It's through the energy of love. That's what keeps us connected. So, you know, I would say just try to believe in, you know, receiving a sign from him that it's not just your imagination, like he's been saying, that you keep thinking it's your imagination, but it's not. You understand why he'd say that? He's being very funny here. He liked to be very funny, and he's making me laugh. And I feel like he was a really good guy. You know, and he showed me school on the other side. So I don't know whether he was in the middle of going to school or getting ready to go off to college or something when he passed. But he wants to let you know that he's doing things to make you proud of him.
Oh, I'm so glad. He was a great kid. He was just a wonderful person.
He certainly is a very loving energy and very funny. And I know how difficult this must be for you, and I'm very sorry about his passing, Pam, but I hope this little mini reading has brought some healing to you and been helpful to you.
Oh, it has. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your patience, and thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, Pam.
Thanks.
You take care. That was awesome, Joanne. Very good. Okay, so next up we have Jenny from Kansas City. Jenny, are you with us?
I am.
How are you, Jenny?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I would like a connection, please.
Okay, I'll turn you over to Joanne.
Okay.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you for calling this evening.
Thank you.
Is this your first reading?
It is not.
Okay. All right. So I'm just connecting with the energy around you from the Spirit side of life. And as I am linking in here, I do feel a male vibration coming through. I don't feel like he was that old before he passed. He might have been just in his middle ages. And he tells me things went very fast at the end. I feel like maybe I want to say I might be 50s to possibly 60-ish. And I do feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm having a hard time getting air in my lungs, or my ear was cut off somehow, or I had a hard time breathing before I passed. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And I know that as I'm connecting in with his energy, Jenny, I feel like this is someone who really loved you and cared about you. I want to say somebody who would have protected you when he was here, but he's also protecting you from over there. I feel like a gentleman with him. Like, I feel like I'm going to open a car door to let you in the car. I'm going to, you know, pull out your chair if we're in a nice restaurant. Do you understand this with this gentleman?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I don't know if this is like a brother, if there's something that he's saying about family. Would you understand the connection with your family, or do you have a brother?
I think that's my husband. No.
Your husband?
My husband was 49 when he passed.
I'm so sorry. And it was very quick, mm-hmm. he tells me. You understand that?
Yes. Yes, it was very quick. Like 3 months.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I know he loves you very much, and he was a very strong-minded man, a very smart man, I do feel. I feel like, yeah. You know, he had like a natural knack on how to be successful. I keep hearing Midas touch. Would you understand that with him?
Yes.
Okay, because he says, everything I touch turned to gold, and that's the Midas touch. And he just gave me, I got the chills with him with that, because I feel like nothing ever really satisfied him. He was very ambitious in life, and he always wanted to do more, do better than what he had. Do you understand?
Yes.
And he did. He says, I did. I did, not that I wanted to, but I actually did. And he shows me wearing a shirt. Like, it's almost like one of those, like a polo shirt, like a golfing shirt with the collar and the buttons. Would you understand him liking those kind of shirts?
Yes.
I don't know whether he played tennis or golf, but I feel like he liked to be outdoors when he wasn't working.
He did not like to wear shirts with a collar.
Okay. Yeah. But this is a short sleeve shirt with a couple buttons on the top. Okay. And I feel like I want to be outdoors. I want to walk around. I feel like somebody who like to travel, like to see things, like to learn new things. Do you understand that with him?
Yes.
And I feel like he was actually very generous to people, and some people might have taken advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Interesting here. What is he saying with this? Is there an April connection with him or with you?
A what?
The month of April.
No, not that I know of.
Anniversary or birthday in the family? Anniversary or birthday? Something very happy, positive. I want to say around the 6th of April or something is what he's showing me.
No.
Okay. Be aware that that's going to be a very positive energy. There's something where he's going to be around to celebrate with you. So something may come up, or you may get an invitation for something in April of next year.
Okay.
I feel like this is soon. It's like coming up for next year, the way he's showing me this. Okay. Let me just see what else he's saying. Could he, did he like to fix things, or did he have a lot of tools, or people used to borrow his tools?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Okay. Because there's something, I don't know whether someone recently borrowed tools from him or you gave somebody his tools.
About a minute left.
Well, my son took the tools.
Okay. Was that fairly recently?
Within the last year, I would say.
Okay. Because there's something about don't lose my tools. So there's something, I don't know whether he used to borrow tools before and he lost one of Dad's tools or something.
Okay.
But I feel like he liked his tools. He was very fussy about them. Yeah. But I know he comes through with a lot of love for you and your family. Johnny, I'm very sorry about his passing. But, you know, your thoughts, when you're thinking of him, they're infused with love. And that's the way he's connecting to you. He's very much aware of that. It's like when you're thinking of them, they're also thinking of you. So keep thinking of him and ask for the signs. I feel like you already know you've gotten signs from him. He rides with you in the car. And maybe you talked to him in the car, but that's what he's showing me. And maybe you did that today, but there was something recent about talking to you while you were driving the car. And I know he's around you very much. And I hope this little mini reading was helpful and a bit healing for you this evening.
It was amazing. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, Jenny. Be well.
Okay.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
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 Okay, next on the line we have Glenda from Florida. Glenda, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good
Hi,
evening.
Glenda.
So
Hi,
Glenda,
Joanne.
Did you want to have
Hi,
a
Joe.
Meeting? How are you? Hi. Did you want to have a mini
like
reading, or were you?
A connection would be perfect.
Great. I'll give you to Joanne.
Thank
Hi,
you,
Glenda.
Joe. Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling this evening. How are things in Florida?
Too hot.
Too hot?
Too hot still, yeah.
Well, I'd be jealous if it was December and you were saying that. So we still got good weather here in New England, thank God. It's been beautiful. But as I'm connecting in with your energy, Glenda, I want to say I have a female energy coming in, and she is like somebody who, when she walked in the room, everybody stood attention to her. And I feel like a mother, it could be a grandmother energy. Would you understand this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel more like your mom. Would that make sense to you? Either it was your mom or it was a grandmother who was very close to you like a mother.
Both of them were.
Both of them, okay. Well, they both may be here, but I want to say that your mom, everybody, I feel like, you know, everybody knew she was in the room. Do you understand that with her?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like somebody, when she was here, she liked to be with her friends. I feel like she had a nice group of friends that she would get together with. I feel like she loved her home, but she also liked to go out with her friends. And your dad is passed too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did he pass after mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because I feel him coming in too. I don't have the strongest connection with him just yet, but I have a lot of women here on your mom's side. So is there also an aunt or mom's sister that's passed?
Yeah.
And who would be like, oh, gosh, I'm not sure what this name. Let me just listen to them a second here. Is somebody like Jean or Joan connection?
Not a Jean or a Joan.
Jane, like a JN name.
JN, no.
Something with Janie or Joni, or somebody had like a nickname here with the JN or something. Interesting. Oh, gosh. And, oh boy. Did your mom used to make, or your grandma, maybe this is what your grandmother, she used to make your birthday cakes when you were younger?
They both like to cook.
Okay. And there's something with a birthday in the family, because I feel like I want to bring a chocolate cake and I have candles on it. So is there something around this week or next week that's a birthday with a grandchild?
The next one would be up in December, which would be around a grandchild, but today is my daughter's anniversary with her husband.
Okay. Okay, because sometimes I want to bring a cake, and I want to put candles in it, and it smells really good, like chocolate cake, and I want to celebrate with the family. I feel like mom always loved a good party.
My mother liked to entertain.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And, you know, she was very, I want to say, frantic about entertaining. She had to make sure that everything, that she had everything and everything was in the right place. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And sometimes it would drive your dad crazy because it's like, I feel like, I don't know whether she used to make him go to the store and buy things or go out and get things that she forgot or something, but I feel like he was right there to help her.
That was more of my grandmother and my grandfather.
Okay. Okay. So at the parties, would she send your grandfather out to the store to get milk or something? I feel like, you know, everything worked out, you know, because everybody liked to get together and have a party. And so everybody cooperated and everybody had a good time. Was your grandfather the card player in the family?
My grandmother and my grandfather, yeah, card players.
And I'm hearing card shuffling, so it feels like they're having like a poker club or some sort of like they had played cards quite frequently or very often. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and they're being very funny about this, but I feel like, you know, I want to say your grandmother. I want to say she was a tough cookie. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, she was. And I, you know, I'm using that in a very funny and a very cordial sense, you know, because she was very loving, but she could be a tough cookie. And, you know, when you talk to your mom, make sure grandmother doesn't find out what you told your mom, because she's going to have her opinion. You understand?
30 seconds left.
Okay, because it was always like, don't tell grandmother. And I know that your mom, I smell food, so I feel like she's entertaining on the other side for her family. And there's a lot of family over there. And I don't know if you understand like Carol or Carolyn or Karen, but I'm also hearing that too on the other side. So maybe you want to jot that down and just remember I mentioned that because we are running out of time, Glenda.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of love coming for you from your mom and dad and your grandparents on the other side. And of course, others that we weren't able to connect to. So I hope this has been helpful and healing for you.
Yes, and I just want to, can I just say one thing? When you said about the shuffling of the cards, my
sure.
grandparents used to live on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach, and they were playing cards on Friday night, two separate tables, the men and the women. My grandfather told my grandmother he didn't feel well and he was going to go upstairs, and they lived right next door to a very famous place, which was Amsterdam Palace back then, but it was the building Versace bought on 1116 Ocean Drive. And when my grandmother came up, my grandfather had passed away. He said he didn't feel what he went upstairs, light on his bed, and he passed away. When my grandmother came up from playing cards, she found him. Yeah. Okay. So when you said that, I got chills from head to toe. Yeah.
Now I understand why they were showing me playing cards and all the noise in the room.
That was the last thing. That was the last thing before he passed.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. And it was a Friday night, and he passed somewhere Friday night to, you know, in the early hours of Saturday morning.
And, I can imagine that was difficult for your grandmother. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she just said she should have been there, and I said you couldn't tell, but I was so young. I was only like 11 or 12 at the time, but I remember that, and I remember it distinctly. And since those are very famous areas, that building she lived in was plain back then, and then Versace bought it, and that building has always had that. Like where I live in Florida now, I'll drive 5 hours just to drive by there and get the last memories of them.
Oh,
so, yeah. But they were playing cards that Friday night back in the early 70s when it occurred. So,
thank you for sharing that. Yeah, and thank you for sharing that validation. I know it was difficult to talk about that because I'm sure that it was very difficult for your family to go through that at the time. And, you know, especially when things are so sudden like that, when a passing is so sudden, it's just, it's more difficult, I think, you know.
Like you said, my grandmother being a tough, my grandmother was a definite woman way ahead of her time, you know. So instead of like shuffling like little women do, like, come on, I'll bring you upstairs. She says, go, I'll be up when I'm done. Go. And that's what happened.
She was a fireball.
But I want to thank you so much for your reading, and thank you for the connection you made. And Joe, thank you for the show as usual.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You're welcome, Glenda. Thank you, and have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so in case you're just tuning into the show a little bit late, our guest medium tonight is Joanne Gerber, and Joanne's website is joannegerber.com. Okay, so I think we have time for maybe one more caller. So we have Peggy from Pennsylvania on the line. Peggy, are you there?
Hello? Peggy? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi.
Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Great. We can, yes. So, Peggy, did you want to make a connection to spirit, or did you have a question?
Oh, I would like a connection to spirit, please.
Okay, Joanne, you're up.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Peggy. Thank you for calling this evening.
Hi.
How is your evening going?
Okay, so far.
Okay, good. Well, let me just tune into the energy around you for a moment, Peggy, as I'm connecting with your energy. And as I'm linking in here, I do feel a gentleman coming in from spirit. And I don't feel that he was that old when he passed. I feel like he might have been maybe in his 30s or 40s when he passed. And something happened very fast around his passing, or unexpected. I'm hearing the word tragedy. Would you understand this?
Might be my husband, but he was older than 30.
Okay. Was he like maybe not quite 50? I want to say middle ages, but not that old. You know, or younger than middle age is not that old.
No, he was 64.
Okay. Well, let me see. Let me just make a connection with the gentleman. Let me just see what information he's here to say about this. I know that he would have went very quickly. Your husband passed very fast?
Yes.
Yeah. And I want to say at the end of his life, he may not have been taking good care of himself. Does that make sense to you? Okay. Did he used to smoke?
He used to, not recently, but yeah, he did as a teenager.
Yeah. But I also feel at the end of his life, he didn't like maybe follow up on things like he should have, or I feel like his diet was off. It just feels like he was very stressed at the end of his life. And it feels like he had a lot of worries, maybe about his job or financial worries. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like, I feel a sense of peace from him. There's something like, I'm not worried anymore. I don't have all these things in my mind every day that were making me sick. So I don't know. There was something very heavy or very heavy burden he carried with him. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like almost like I'm jogging in place. So it tells me that maybe he was kind of stuck where he was with his work or his job. And he wasn't very happy. I feel like he was doing too much. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But I know that something, did you find him or after he passed?
He was actually sitting with my grandson. Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like he wasn't
alone. We're in the same room, but it just happened so quickly.
Yeah. And I know that he's okay. I know, you know, it happened very fast, but he's okay. He's not in pain anymore. He's not having any kind of struggles. I feel like he was experiencing a lot of issues before his passing that he may have just kind of said, oh, I'm just going to wait for it to go away kind of thing. And he's sorry he didn't always listen to you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because you would tell him the right thing to do, he says, but he didn't always listen to you. He always thought he was right.
Okay.
But I know that he realizes now that he knows how much you love him and how much you tried to help him. And he misses the cooking you did for him. So did you used to make him meals or cook for him all the time?
I think it was the other way around.
Because he's saying, I loved having dinner with you.
Okay.
And if he did the cooking, then he was an amazing cook. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Does somebody else in the family work in work like for a fire department or as a firefighter?
About a minute left.
Yes.
Okay, and I feel like he wants someone that's here or physically alive, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like he wants to say hello to the firefighter or the gentleman that works at the fire station.
Okay.
So you know who that is. Maybe not everybody's open to it, but, you know, if you can get the message, I feel like he never got to say goodbye. He wants to say hi to him, that he hadn't seen him for a while, and that I know this gentleman's been thinking about him. And who is Dan? Dan?
I have no idea.
Dan or Dawn? Okay. Would you remember I mentioned that name, please? Okay, someone connected with your husband or with the gentleman that's a firefighter?
Yeah, the firefighter, I thought it was something else, but I don't know anyone that's a volunteer firefighter, but
okay.
No.
Well, that's fine. Someone that your husband knew that he's trying to connect to. But since we are running out of time, I just want to go a little quicker here. I'm sorry about that, Peggy, but there's something about giving you flowers or surprising you with flowers. So I know there's something wrong. He says, you got to get the front door fixed too. So there's something with the front door, it sticks or doesn't open right or something. He's coming through the door with flowers. And I feel like sometimes he would surprise you with flowers. Does that make sense to you?
Once in a while.
Okay. And what's going on? There's something with the front door, he says.
I have no idea.
Okay. So
I think the front door is fine.
What's that?
I think the front door is fine.
Something with the front door, I don't know whether it's like sticks or it has to be playing down or it's something the way it closes. Just check that out and see why he's saying that. He would have taken care of things around the house when he was here. And I feel like, you
absolutely.
Know, I feel like he wants to let you know that he's still there to help you. but he knows how difficult it is for you. And I'm just going to leave you with all of his love, Peggy. Thank you for calling this evening.
Thank you for that.
You're very welcome, and you have a good evening and take good care. Thank you.
Thank you,
Peggy. Okay, so we are just all about out of time. It goes so fast this hour, right?
No, it always does, yeah.
Yes, but I would like to thank our guest, Joanne Gerber. So thank you so much, Joanne, for joining us this evening. And if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or they want to schedule a reading, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Yes, it's joannegerber.com. That's my website. And I wanted to mention I will have a book coming out next year, my first book.
Oh.
So if anybody would like to receive more information about that, they can hop onto my website and sign up on the email list. And I'll let you know about that and upcoming events too as well.
That's awesome. Congratulations on the book. Love
thank
that.
You. Thank you. Thank you so much, Joe. It's been a pleasure to work with you this evening.
Oh, thank you so much. You too. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out more of my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com or on Instagram at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember, our loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.
Good night.